President Bush says he and the Brazilian leader want to move forward on the so-called Doha round of world trade talks as G8 leaders meet with heads of state from the world's five fastest-growing economies, Brazil, India, China, Mexico, and South Africa.
He's one of the leaders when it comes to trade discussions. A lot of the world looks to his to him for a judgment. So I view this as a very important meeting. We're committed to a successful Doha round. In order for the round to be successful, the United States and Brazil must continue to strategize.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says it's extremely important that the group of eight leaders have set aside time at their summit to discuss the trade talks, which are aimed at reducing barriers to poorer countries. Speaking through a translator, he says now is the time for heads of government to make tough political decisions.
We cannot leave in the hands of our negotiators only, that already have done immense work. But now, it seems to me that they don't have any hidden card in their pockets anymore. Now we're the ones that have to take our cards from the pocket.
The two leaders also discussed alternative energy sources. Brazil is one of the leading developers of biofuels, while reducing America's dependence on foreign oil is one of the biggest priorities for Mr. Bush's second term. President da Silva invited President Bush to build a major partnership with Brazil in producing ethanol, biodiesel, and a new fuel called H-Bio, which mixes refinery petroleum with oil from soy, sunflower seeds, cotton, and castor beans. The World Trade Organization negotiations on the Doha trade agenda have been stalled for months. Many developing nations and major agricultural exporters, such as Brazil, want developed economies, such as the United States, the European Union, and Japan, to cut farm subsidies sharply. The EU and US, however, say that in return, developing nations must lower barriers to foreign manufactured goods and services, such as banking. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the President in St. Petersburg.